In other breaking news and a developing story out of Uganda, two explosions have taken place in the capital, Kampala. One blast took place near the Central Police Station checkpoint and the second near the parliamentary building. Catherine Soy is covering the story. She's joining us from the Kenyan capital, Nairobi. Catherine, what more are you hearing about these explosions and any word of casualties?
Well, the situation is still very fluid. We know that the police have cordoned off those scenes where the blasts happened, and government offices that are around those areas. We know that parliamentarians have been evacuated from parliament buildings. One of the explosions happened very close to parliament. So sessions that were going on have been called off. We know that there are ambulances that are taking people to different hospitals. We do not know yet about casualties, but I have been told that the mayor of the city has confirmed that a policeman and several other people have been killed, but we are still waiting for official updates from the police. They say that they are still investigating the impact of these blasts. We know that buildings around some of these areas have been, windows have been shattered. Reporters are talking about bloody scenes. So we're still waiting for an update from the police about what's going on. But like I said, the situation is still very fluid.
Yeah, and we're looking at the live picture right now from Kampala itself, Catherine. But why would the this police station in particular, as well as the vicinity of the parliamentary building, be targeted in this way?
Well, these are targets that are normally used by people who want to make a statement. And, you know, Darren, this is not the first time Kampala is facing such an attack. Last month, on the 23rd of October, the restaurant was attacked. There was an explosion. A waitress was killed as well, and two other people were seriously injured. 2 days after that attack, a bus about 30 kilometers away from Kampala was also attacked. The perpetrator, the attacker died and several people were injured. The police came up and blamed a group called the ADF, the Allied Democratic Forces. This is a group that is based right now in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The eastern part of it has been attacking villages and killing civilians. It has its roots in Uganda, but we have not seen them really carrying out attacks in Uganda in recent years. But now the government says that several people who are attacked from, who were arrested and are being detained from that attack have led them to believe that the ADF carried these attacks. The attacks themselves were claimed by ISIS, but the government insists it is ADF that carried out the attacks. So people are worried about what's going on. People are worried about these targets, you know, police targets, parliament, government targets, and also soft targets. And, you know, people wondering what is going on. Police are saying, keep calm, do not come to the vicinity of the explosion scenes. But like I said, people are extremely worried in Kampala. There's a lot of uncertainty right now.
Okay, thank you. Catherine Soy giving us that update from Nairobi.